Welcome to another episode of The Culo Show with me, Chris Sanchez.
Hey, what's up? You know what's crazy?
Have you ever stole anything? Besides my heart?
It's not because we're a big fan of Michael Jackson, but we are a big fan of Michael Jackson. But, you know, the stigma is so hot.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to The Culo Show. Thanks for tuning back in. I have a follow-up back with Gilbert. Gilbert's been traveling a little bit, and he's been out, like, Mexico and all kinds of weird stuff. So say what's up, Gilbert.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Thanks for having me back to your show, and I appreciate it. And, yes, I just got back from Mexico trip. I went to Playa del Carmen. It's a really neat place to visit, I tell you. I went there. It was a perfect weather every single day. It wasn't too cold. It wasn't too hot. It was perfect.
How long were you out there?
I was there for 8 days. We went to this resort, all-inclusive. Pretty much stayed there for 8 days. It's a year and a half old. Pretty much, it's like a resort. They have everything in the resort, so they don't want you to travel outside the resort. So they have, like, a casino. They have a store. They have, like, a Japanese, buffet, all that kind of stuff. So pretty much they have everything.
So it was an actual destination trip? Like, you went straight to there? It wasn't like a cruise? Because I know you take cruises and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was actually, we did that, like, 3 years ago. So I was like, you know what, this is cheap. We're on a cruise, all you can eat, stuff like that. But, you know, my wife and I, found this place, all-inclusive. Actually, this is much cheaper than the cruise. Let me tell you why. Because all alcohol is paid up. It's paid on a cruise, that alcohol is extra. So, like, $3, $4, right? And then, of course, you're not just going to drink one. So you're going to have a couple. Then plus tip.
Yeah.
And in Mexico, it's like, all you can drink every day, all day, like literally every day, bro.
That's crazy.
8 days straight.
I remember, like, back in the day, like, when I was probably not out. Well, okay, so I was probably out of high school. We'll just go with that.
Okay.
And we would go down to Juarez, and we would go drink down there. And they used to have these certain clubs down there, and you would do, like, drink and drown. So basically, you pay, like, a $5 cover. And you just drink, and they had, like, shots for, like, a dime.
Oh, wow.
Things like that. And it was funny because, like, pretty much all of the liquor there was pretty much – it was, like, watered down. So, I mean, they didn't really – I mean, they still had a profit somehow. So, but
of course,
times back then were crazy, man. Going to clubs down there was – it was pretty fun. But –
Well, I mean, don't put it out there that we're that old, Chris. We're not that old.
Yeah, but still, man, you don't want to go to Juarez now, you know.
Of course.
You know, the way I always look at it is like you're too brown to be in the U.S., but you're too white to be in Mexico.
Yeah, that's why I got some tan before I went to Mexico, so I'll blend in.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but did I see you with some corn rolls? Did you have
some
braids?
Yeah, bro. I had some braids. Here's what happened.
You look like Aquaman, bro.
Here's what happened. We were downtown Playa del Carmen. Dude, I'm telling you, this when you go downtown Playa del Carmen, doesn't even look like Mexico. Like, doesn't even look like Mexico. It looks like the U.S. It's like the Fifth Street. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole strip's like U.S., like the look of it. It's like the environment. I was like, this is not Mexico. This is like American stuff. So anyway, so every corner they have these people, like they will do hair, right? Of course, the price is like, it'll be more because when they see like, oh, this it's a tourist.
Sure.
Let's jack up the price. Yeah. That's business. So I saw this lady, I'm like, babe, I'm like, I won't do my hair like that. Like, are you sure? Like, yeah. Like, I mean, what can go wrong? So this lady, and I, So I asked the lady, it's like, hey, he speaks Spanish. And blah, 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 blah. Like, babe, what did you say?
Translate, yeah.
Translate, presto. So translate, they're like, oh, she won $30. Like, $30? Like, what? I was like, no. I was like, that's too much. That's like, I was like, 15. She's like, 25. Like, I mean, really, all I have is $15. I mean, that's all I can do. It's $15. It's like, I have $15, you know, do my hair, and that's it. I mean, if you don't do $15, I'm gone. It's like, 15. I mean, it took 10 minutes to do my hair.
I was just going to ask you, because, yeah, I mean, now you have a lot of hair. I mean.
Well, yeah, well, I have that long hair. Yeah. And, you know, when, like, actually, you know, you're helping them out. I mean, sure. These guys, you know, they're working their ass off every day. Sometimes they don't even get a customer. So yeah. At least $15 is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot for them.
So like down there, like where you're saying that you went, is it like you're in Mexico, but it has like American prices?
Pretty much. And the environment too. Like the environment, it's like, and like the mall was like Victoria's Secret. They had like 2 or 3 Victoria's Secret over there. They have Old Navy. Like, like this is not Mexico. Like, you know, I want to see like real Mexico, real, you know, Mexican food. So
there wasn't any people stuffing big black trash bags out there.
No, actually
at Victoria's Secret.
No, but what was funny that you mentioned that same week when we were there, they found like 6-7 bodies in where we at, like nearby. Okay. Shit. Yeah, so I was like, oh wow, I was like, so it is happening here. So it is happening.
Yeah.
We wanted to go like outside the touristy area, but like, you know, they suggested not to do that because all what's happening. I really want to. I want to experience Mexico, but not that way.
Right, yeah. Come on, come to Mexico, get killed.
Yeah, I mean, but like, I really want to. And you know the crazy part? It's like getting to the hotel, inside the lobby, dude. Just like salespeople, like you know, car salesperson. When you see in a parking lot, a car parking lot, you know, all these salespeople will come to you like, "Hey, do you need help? Have you been helped?" It's kind of like that when you go to this resort. When you go in the lobby, once they know you just arrived, you just got there. All these salespeople, they're trying to sell you like timeshare. Like they'll come to you, they'll like bring you food, they'll bring you drinks, even though you already know it comes with your package.
Yeah.
They just bring you anyway. So what they do, they try to get you signed up for a timeshare. But like it's so cheap, we spend like less than $800.
Wow.
For both of us. For both of us.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's cheap. I mean, I know on a cruise we can spend easily $1,500.
Yeah.
And that's not including the airfare.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my son still has the slingshot you brought him from the Mexico cruise.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, wow, that's funny. I forgot about that. But it's great. There's a lot there, man. There's a lot of souvenirs. I mean, every night they'll have a different thing going on that resort. So they'll bring like local vendor in town. They bring it inside the resort. And they have like a market thing, you can buy stuff. So it's like, I think they're trying to keep the, you know, everybody safe. So they don't want people to go downtown. So they just, everybody stay in the resort.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I'm about to upload a video, hopefully in a week or two, to show what it looks like around that resort. So I brought my drone.
Oh, nice.
I was really, yeah, I was scared because they have this sign, you know, the prohibited items that you can't bring leaving Mexico is one of them is lithium battery, which is that's the drone, right? It's lithium battery. So what they do, they'll confiscate it.
Wow.
So I went to TSA, the Mexico TSA.
TSA.
And, yeah. And then they're like, sir, can you come right here? I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, not my drone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they put me aside. I was like, can you open your backpack? I was like, sort of your backpack. It's like, well, there's a liquid inside your backpack. I'm like, ah, oh, like liquid. I'm like, oh, a bottle of water. I'm like, shit. So, like, I have to throw the bottle of water. I have to go back outside again to throw it in a trash can. And then going back, I have to take everything off again and go through the whole process.
Wow.
Yeah. But I guess having drones is okay because everybody brings their drones.
Yeah, man. I travel with my drone everywhere I go. So whether it's through the airline, I mean, it is kind of a pain in the butt because that's basically my carry-on. So I have my drone batteries. I've got my iPads, my controllers, my gimbal. Like, everything goes on with me. Yeah. But the pain in the ass part is, like, getting it checked through is, like, putting it into the bins and getting all that stuff. And I mean, I can wave probably around like 3 or 4 people, you know, to tell them like to go ahead because I have to empty everything out because it sucks, but it's well worth it. Like once you get there and you get some cool footage.
Oh yeah. Actually, you know, I brought my bigger drone. I brought the Phantom.
Oh, okay.
Cause I didn't want to bring the Mavic yet. Cause like, it's a really pricey drone, so if they confiscate it, I'm like, oh, that's $1,000 right there down the drain.
Yeah. So, hey, so
versus,
where are you gonna upload this video to?
When?
No, where? Where are you gonna upload?
Oh, YouTube. Oh,
okay.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, upload YouTube. Hopefully in a week and a half.
Cool.
So,
check out. I'm gonna cut you off on that, but just kind of want to plug your stuff here. But check out Gilbert's channel. I think it's called like Gilbert's Vlog. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Gilbert Vlog.
Yeah, Gilbert Vlog, and it's on YouTube. Just search for him. You'll see some of the stuff that he does. He travels quite a bit. He goes up to Pennsylvania, DC, New York, Arizona. Yeah.
Arizona. New Mexico, I guess.
Yeah.
California.
So he travels at least once or twice a year. He usually films, as do I, but yeah, he's does all kinds of cool stuff. So check out his vlog. Again, it's a Gilbert Vlog on YouTube.
Yeah, I try to do it more often. At least, you know, if I get like 3-4 day weekend off, probably just, you know, go to New Jersey or, you know, hopefully I'll get to go to West Virginia one of these days, which is not far from me. It's like 1.5-hour drive.
Yeah.
2 hours. So probably do that. But yeah, it's like I was really scared leaving Mexico. When I saw all that sign that you can't bring to Mexico, I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
And I was nervous. Dude, tequila. Mexico is really good in tequila. Dude, I drank so many tequila. Like, the resort gave us 2 bottles of tequila to take. So...
Wow.
I haven't drank it yet. So, like I said, dude, I got sick, I think, the 4th day, Mexico.
Like self-inflicted sick or like water, drink the water sick?
I think it's kind of both. But, okay. I think all the above. Maybe the food, the water. Because, you know, when you ask for soda, they put ice.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the ice is like water. So, and then, you know, we did some excursion called Escorret.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they have this entire – it's like almost like Disneyland. But in my opinion, it's better than Disneyland. Here's why. Because to go to different excursion, like all this activity, they don't drive you there. You have to walk it. Like you have to walk, like far walk. Like to get to this one place. So we did this, you know, you go under the water, they put a big old like helmet
mm-hmm.
on your head and you walk around in the water.
Really?
Yeah. And you get to see like stingray, fishes, something like that. So that was fun.
Yeah. So, if you have footage of that, you definitely want to load all that stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. I have, you know, it will take some time. I have so many clips. I have to kind of compile and go through it, you know.
Sure.
So, you know how long it takes to edit.
The process.
The process. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can record all day long, but it just like putting it together is like that's the hardest part.
Well, that's cool, man. I think during that time, the last time that we recorded, what was it, episode 4, I had just left and I'd gone down to Jacksonville.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I'd gone to go see we all the family went down there, and we had gone to go see Felipe Esparza perform out there. And I think I mentioned him in the last podcast. He's like the 2010 Comic Standing champion or whatever. And got to hang out with him a little bit after the show and had front row seats. Rodrigo Torres Jr., who's basically his opening act, and also his co-host for his podcast, the What's Up Fool podcast, hooked me up with a shirt. So Rodrigo...
Oh, that's cool.
Man, I appreciate the shirt. So if you're listening, if you ever do listen, shout out to that. But hung out with them, got a couple of pictures and stuff with them after the show. They both ended up following me on my Instagram, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet, and
every now and then they'll give me a little shout out on there if I post something. So definitely a down-to-earth guy that kind of doesn't forget where he came from. Neither of the two do. As far as, mentioning their fans for stuff like that. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I still eat rice every day. I never forget where I came from.
All right, check this out. So the other day, we made Spam and Rice on Saturday or Sunday. My wife went and made Spam and Rice. And she was, like, putting up the cans, like, really fast. And I was like, wait, hold on. What kind of Spam is that? And then she's like, regular Spam. I was like, no, the can doesn't look familiar. So she got like sodium-free Spam.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah,
no.
She's like, that's all they had. And I was like, so if you ever ate Spam, you know that it's already salty.
Yeah, it's already salty.
So you couldn't imagine having to put salt just to make up for the lost salt that is in the sodium-free one.
It's like... I don't know, for me, it's like drinking Coke and then like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like, might as well just drink Coke.
Yeah. So that was fun. Yeah. But we are back.
She trying to hide it from you?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. Speaking of Spam, actually, I was going to make Spam with chili.
Yeah,
the one you made in New Mexico. What's it called?
Just Spam and green chili.
Oh, Spam and green chili. Yeah, I still have some green chili, and they had a green chili festival last week here, but I was gone.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they have it once a year. So I do miss it. So I probably have some green chili Spam. It's coming weekend.
Yeah, man, Labor Day. So, shout out to Hatch for chili festival this coming weekend. If anybody's in the Hatch, New Mexico area, definitely hit that up. It's not as cool as it was when we were kids, but I mean, if you want to get some good food and stuff, that's definitely what it's known for.
Yeah, you know, the events that I haven't gone maybe once the whole time I was in New Mexico is the Balloon Festival. Because New Mexico, you know, they have the biggest balloon festival in the world.
Yeah, that's the one in Albuquerque, right?
Yes. So I think they're going to have it this year again. So I've been wanting to go and do that. But I know you can't fly your drone, of course.
Yeah.
It will be prohibited.
Yeah, it's different airspace.
Remember. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, drone can just cut the balloon and then people will just crash.
So in my drone flying experience, if there's a will, there's a way. So... you definitely wouldn't be able to just launch your drone from there. You would have to probably launch it kind of
like from a distance. From a distance. Yeah. From a distance. Just like, you know, there's some people out there, you know what I mean? Like, just being a douchebag. They're trying to fly. Oh, I'm flying my drone. Yeah. Like, I know how to fly. Yeah. I mean, they're ruining it for everybody.
Yeah. And the thing is you might know how to fly it, but you don't know how to follow rules.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, when I flew my drone in Mexico, dude, for some reason, when I flew my drone, I was flying it for a couple of minutes, and then it just freaked out on me. And it says, connection disconnected. And then my drone just, like, drifted away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess it's because at either the geolocation, like how my drone is like, is downloaded, you know, information in the U.S.
Yeah, it's American.
And when it's American, I'm like, I don't understand Spanish.
I know.
So like my drone's like lost. It's like lost in translation.
¿Dónde va? ¿Dónde va?
It's like losing his mind. I'm like, where are you going? Cliff, where are you going, Clifford?
Clifford, get back here, Guillermo.
Get back here. Don't leave me by myself.
I know.
I know. I'm like, dude, I was scared. I was scared because it just started drifting away, bro. I'm like, there's my $300 drone. And good thing, you know, DJI came up with this, you know, features that if you lost connection, it will return home automatically.
Yep. Yeah.
So for that, I was like, I got lucky because of that. So it just returned home.
So speaking of drones, going back to that a little bit, what did you see the new ones that they came out with, the Zoom and the Pro 2?
Yeah, I saw that. I'll probably wait.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have the Inspire.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if I'm going to go like professional drone stuff, you know, stuff like that, I think I'm going to go to DJI Inspire. Because, I mean, I already had a Mavic. I mean, it has 4K quality. So is the the Mavic 2 also have 4K.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't see right now, like for me, I don't see like the reason to bump up yet.
Yeah, because they added the zoom features. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Really, that's about it.
I mean, the zoom features, if you press the stick forward, it zooms in because it gets closer to its subject. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I guess I might need that. Yeah.
So I mean,
I need to see it closer.
Yeah, I don't see like a big deal with it, but I mean,
yeah, I think I'll probably wait. Yeah. I'll probably wait and do that. So like, how about you? I mean, besides, you know, going to that show, when you watch this show, did you sit like in front of the show? Like, you know, how, you know, you watch time.
I sat right at the foot of him. Like, he was literally like, I was basically looking up at his nostrils.
Wow. Like, well, for me, like whenever I go to stand-up comedy, I mean, you're trying to avoid sitting in front because you'll be the target.
Yeah, you're like my wife. Dude, she didn't want. So like, I got two seats, and her seat was like the first one. And she's like, "No, you sit there." And I was like, "All right," but
I mean, because she probably knows the deal. Like, never sit in front because like the comedians, like usually like they target people in front of you. Like, oh, I see you, and especially if you wear some kind of, you know, funny shirt or funny haircut, like that's it, you're a target.
Yeah. One of the comedians did give me props on the t-shirt I was wearing, though, because I was wearing a Supreme t-shirt, and it had the Hellraiser guy on the front of it. So
baller.
He thought that was pretty baller.
Yeah, you get Amazon Supreme.
No, Supreme. Straight from Supreme.
Oh, straight from Supreme.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the t-shirts are really comfortable. I don't see like any reason to like buy any of the other stuff, but just t-shirts are pretty comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, so
you put it on, it covers your body.
It covers my nipples and everything. All my man parts.
Right now it's pretty hot here. Like, I have no choice, but like, hey, it's out there.
I know that we were talking. Right. I think the last time we talked about you being an altar boy, you getting paid mad money like over the holidays.
Yeah,
man.
Well, I remember I was 13 years old. You know, I was an altar boy for a couple of years, and that's pretty much the only job when you're 13 you can find over there. I mean, back then it's like you can work like when you're 8 years old, you can do whatever job pretty much. So I was lucky enough to be an altar boy, which is like, well, you know, one of the easiest job to make, you know, decent money. Because what they do, they pay you every Sunday.
Yeah.
So they pay you, like 5 pesos per mass. So like, you know, throughout the week. So let's say you've done like, you know, like 6-7 mass, and then you do like funeral on top of that, wedding. So that's extra like 6-8 pesos over there.
Wow.
So, and you know, able to buy us like a sack of rice or bag of rice and the sardines, a couple cans of sardines.
And that's in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, you know, back then, like sardines, and when you have sardines and cut up onions and tomato and put soy sauce, man, it was the bomb.
I'm not eating that shit.
I tried that here.
I can't eat sardines, man.
I tried that back here. I went to this Philippine restaurant and I bought sardines and onions and tomato and put soy sauce and tried with, you know, with steamed rice. Dude, it did not taste the same. Dude, I almost threw up. I was like, man, I used to eat this stuff. Like, man, that tells you, like, man, you will be on up.
Yeah.
Like, you're forgetting where you came from.
Yeah, you got one of those like, rich palates. Like,
yeah. I was like, how can I, like, not like this? Like, I used to eat this, like, literally almost every day. But now I was like, what the heck's going on? Like, how come I hate this now? Like, why is it taste so different?
That's funny.
So it's just hard.
Growing up, we used to eat for our dessert, like after dinner, was like just like shredded cheese and syrup.
What? You put syrup
on your cheese? Yeah. Let's get a bowl of that. Just grate some cheese, throw some syrup on it.
Hey, that sounds disgusting, but I'm sure once I try, it'd be like, you know what? I want more.
My wife refuses to eat that. She like won't even try it.
She grew up in New Mexico, right?
Yeah. But.
And she never tried it once.
No. I don't think it's a New Mexico thing. I think it's just like a Sanchez family thing. I don't know.
Your people. Yeah,
like, us people.
your people. Like, yeah. Yeah,
but my daughter seems to like it. My son seems to like it. So,
oh, you got him into it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty weird. Yeah, but for me, actually, the only sweet that I really we always eat as a dessert is like this rice with like chocolate. What do you call it in Spanish? Like, you know, like rice and then chocolate, like champurrado, something like that.
There's mole. There's I don't know.
Yeah, it's like rice, but it's chocolate on it, right? I've seen it in several restaurants, and they sell it.
Huh.
So that's kind of have the dessert that we have.
Okay.
So, and like I said, from there growing up, working at a church, you know, doing that stuff. I back then I was like, man, I got it made. Like, I have this stable job. I mean, because the church will never close down. Everybody goes to church.
Right. So, like, what's the difference between cultures, like, between, like, the Filipino culture and, like, the Hispanic culture or the Mexican culture?
I think it's just the language barrier.
There's a lot of similarities, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think the culture is pretty much, to me, it's almost identical. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the Filipinos, like, whenever they bring their families in the U.S., they bring everybody. Like, they bring their grandma, sister, cousin, their neighbors. Is it same thing for Mexicans?
Yeah, everywhere we go. Dude, it's funny because, like, we'll even go to the doctor's office and, like, we'll go to the doctor's office and, like, one of the kids are being seen and then, like, the mom will jump in there or, like, the grandma will jump in there. Doctor, I have a lump under my breast. Can you check that out while we're here?
It's cheaper, right? Like, it's like one appointment.
Yeah, we're always trying to get like more than what we bargained for. So,
So to me, it's kind of identical. It's like, you know, how we eat. Like, you know, the food we have, it's like menudo. You guys have menudo too. You know, you guys rice is just different, called Spanish rice.
Yeah.
I mean, we got white rice. So it's like, to me, it's like, it's very similar, identical, I guess. Again, just kind of like, you know, we're, you know, most Hispanic or Mexican, like Catholic.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So like bringing up Catholic stuff and like the altar boy thing, like What do you think of like the situation that's going on right now with like the Catholic Church and like the Pope and like have you heard much of that? Like, you know, there's so many like,
I did hear
sexual
about that.
Things that, you know, have gone molestations and.
Yeah, you know, actually, at the time when I was an altar boy, actually the priest of that church is married to a female. So I thought priests couldn't be married, right?
That's what I thought. No priest that I ever remember was married. But now, hold on.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was a guy, his name was Father Resma. And I thought mm-hmm. he was married. And he was Filipino.
Father okay.
Resma, yeah.
And he was married?
I thought he was. I thought he had some kids and I don't know. He may have been like a deacon or I don't know what he was. But mm-hmm. yeah, he was very much Filipino.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I guess I got lucky at that time that I didn't have to go experience that and go through that. Yeah. But that's not, you know, I guess in the Vatican, you know, I mean, that kind of church is like, I mean, it's like, you know, it's a big church. There's a lot going on behind closed doors.
Right.
So, I mean, in Philippines, it's like, you know, people, I think they're too involved what's going on. So stuff like that, I don't think it will go unnoticed.
Yeah, and you know, that puts a bad thing. That puts a lot of bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. I was looking at either an article or just something about the Irish Catholics. Like, a lot of people were like, they were against the church. Like, even like for the, you know, if the Pope were to visit, like there was a lot of people that weren't even going to show up for it, just because, you know, a lot of people have turned from the Catholic religion. So, like, back in the day, like, being Roman Catholic or Irish Catholic, like, that held something. Now that people are like, you know, they've kind of, like, I guess, revolted against, you know, the Catholic Church.
I think they're taking advantage of the people, too, you know, of this Catholic Church. I mean, I'm not very religious. I think my wife knows that.
Well,
she said, I think.
It's because you curse like a sailor.
Like, yeah. Well, I try not to curse around my wife. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard. It just happens. It just comes out. Yeah. You know. I think I'm sure you do the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I try not to. I mean, it's not like I grew up very religious because I'm an altar boy. Doesn't mean I'm religious.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a job.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this guy, Joel Austin, whatever his name is. I mean, look at him. He's a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Joel Osteen.
Yeah. Is his name Joel? Yeah. Look at him. He just used the word of God, like the Bible. Now he's a millionaire.
Have you seen that infomercial where there's a guy selling, like, Jesus spring water?
I saw that. Trust
Did
me, dude.
Did you buy
like,
some?
Yeah. I ordered a case, okay? I'm going to try this thing out. It will heal me. It will heal my neighbors. Like, you know what? This guy is so convincing that I'm going to buy it.
So, like, there's, like, this one. They, like, drank the water, and all of a sudden they had, like, $27,000. Like, where did the money come from? Did it just happen to, like, show up?
Yeah, it's called either Bank of America or Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
But you know what's the crazy thing is, like, this people always fall for this stuff. You know what I mean? Just like the email, like this Nigerian prince, you know.
I know that guy.
There's some money. Like, I talked to him. Like, he's giving you $3 million too? I'm like, dude, what's going on here? And, you know, what's funny, like, I try to mess with those people. Just Nigerian or scam people. And actually, a lot of them probably is not even Nigerian. This one guy, actually, he's from the U.S. Uh-huh. who got caught. He said he's a Nigerian prince. And this guy in Florida actually is scamming these people. And he thinks, like, you know, all this email, he's from Nigeria. It's actually this white guy.
That's funny.
And people fall for it, which is crazy.
Did you ever see that one meme where I guess this Nigerian prince died? And, like, when they went to go get his body or whatever, they found all this money and stuff, and he was trying to, like, give it away. Like, it was for...
It's like,
it was
real.
Like, yeah. It's, like, real.
I was like, what's going on? Like, see? He's been trying to give it to you guys. You guys just never listen.
How about, like...
Never listen.
So, I think they're called novenas. Do you know what a novena is? It's like a chain letter.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, you have to read it, and then you have to, like, sit down and, like, write it to, like, 9 people, or, like, you're going to die the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we have that, too, like, in Philippines. Novena and novella.
Oh, yeah.
We have all of
that. Telenovela?
Yeah, but we have all that
Dos
stuff,
mujeres, un camino.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We watch a lot of Spanish novella in Philippines.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This Spanish actress, Thalia, have you heard of her?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we watch a lot of her show in Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Which is, yeah, which is crazy.
The only novella I watch is Narcos, because I have to read all the subtitles.
Oh, yeah. Narcos, and then Vice News.
And Vice, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great novella. Yeah. El Chapo. And speaking of that Narcos thing, you know, I talked to this guy, you know, in Mexico. Mm-hmm. He's a bartender, but actually he's more American than Mexican because his father lives in Colorado and then his mom lives in Canada. So, I mean, the reason why he's in Mexico is he goes to college.
Okay.
To become a, I guess, forensic, whatever that
like
is.
Like an investigator?
Something like that, but he just wants, yeah. So, he was, like, talking to me about regarding, like, hey, you know, he wish El Chapo was back in Mexico. Because right now, everybody's, you know, fighting for, you know, all this territory. So, innocent people getting hurt.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, yeah, that's crazy, you know. But yeah, he said, you know, he pretty much traveled in the U.S. But like I said, you know, he could be just talking to me like that. But the thing is, like, I mean, for us here, American, for us to judge people like, hey, you know, you're not American, or you got only speak English in this country. But there's not really a actual language in the U.S., really,
yeah, like,
right?
Not a dominant.
There's no dominant language,
yeah,
right?
It's Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, you go Home Depot, Lowe's. I mean, it's Spanish.
Yeah. You know? No.
When you call, like, people, like, for help, for, you know, I mean,
it's either.
It's give you the option. Yeah, give you either press 1 or 2. Yeah,
1 or 2. I don't know why we always have to be 2, though.
I press 2 all the time. Yeah. Spanish, bro. Yeah, I gotta learn it, you know. So if my wife start talking to other people, like, I gotta listen, like, what she's saying about me.
Yeah. So what else did you do after algebra? You just did that until you moved out here?
Actually, yeah. Well, I was an altar boy, and then pretty much did that for a couple of years. And then my mom had this mini store in the Philippines. We sell, like cigarette by piece. You know how they do in Mexico. They sell you like piece, like, you know, cigarette. We had a mini store. We sell that. And we sell snacks and then food. Like, you know, we sell ramen noodles for breakfast, stuff like that. Ramen with eggs, and then we charge like stuff like that. And we had the mini store, and we were selling beer. So, and we had a small karaoke bar. Typical Asian or Filipinos always do karaoke.
They love their karaoke, so,
dude. They had a karaoke in Mexico that night. The night I arrived.
Did you take first place?
Dude, I wanted to go sing up there. I wanted to go sing up there and sing like shebang, shebang. Oh. But I was like, my wife's like, no, you're not drunk enough.
I don't need to be drunk enough.
I can sing. I sing in the shower all the time.
How about being on stage now? I mean, you've been in a couple of movies too, right?
Yeah, I've been in a couple of movies. Actually, you know, I have my IMDb page, but I didn't pay the extra fee to have my pictures because it costs money to have your pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not all about that.
Yeah.
Struggle is real. go back to, like, you know, my mom, we had the meat store. And that's when then, a couple of years later, that's when we moved over here. Well, we moved to Guam. And then from Guam, then to New Mexico. And then that's how pretty much I met you and your family, bro.
Right on. That was a few years later. Yeah.
Yeah, a few years later. And, you know, what's crazy is, like, you know, moving to New Mexico, you know, it's a new culture for me. I was shy. Maybe wasn't really shy. It just either I'm scared or afraid that, you know, people won't accept me because I didn't speak very good English at the time. I mean, I still don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, in class, it's like, dude, that's like, you know, people talking, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, I was like, they're speaking like really fast English. I was like, you know, to better myself understanding English, I have to keep reading, you know, article like Maxim, the article in the back. understand what's going on. So, and at first, okay, there's an incident happened in class. I know this class, I will remember it, and I will never forget it. It was art and craft class. So this one lady, or one student, she lost her dismount player. You know, dismount player? When this the thing back in the day, you know, they think you got money because you have a dismount player. And you carry this CD case.
You couldn't touch it because it would skip.
Yep. Yeah. Like, hey, stop moving around. So I guess, like, either she misplaced it or she lost it or someone stole it. So first period, you know, after the bell rang, everybody's walking out, walking, you know, going to their next class. So this lady just, like, put her hand, her arms, like, in my chest, like, hey, wait, let everybody go first. I need to talk to you. I didn't think of it. I'm like, okay, like, what's going on? When everybody left, she's like, I know you have it. I won't say a thing, just give it back to her. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Just hand it over to me and I'll give it to her and I won't say anything. Like, I have no clue. I'm like, you have her dismount player. I know you stole it. Like, what?
That's deep.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. But, like, you know, I mean, I didn't grow up, or I wasn't born around that kind of stuff. I mean, in Philippines, everybody's brown. Everybody's brown or yellow.
Yeah. And when you were like, telling me that the lady, like, came up to you and says, like, hey, I need to talk to you after class, I thought it was going to be one of those student-teacher relationships.
Yeah. I was like, hey.
I thought that's where you were going with it.
I was like, no, yeah. Or I wanted to make it sound like that, but my teacher is not that attractive to begin with. It's not something that I will do for free.
For free. So what happened?
Or did? Well, yeah, she's you know, she starts searching my backpack. She's like, you know, accusing me, like, hey, where is it? I know you have it. Where did you put it? She gave it back to her. So I was like, no, I don't have it. I don't know what you're talking about. So I was like, I'm late, I gotta go, I don't have it. She was like, okay, and then I left, then went to my next class, and then the next day, you know, she reported to the teacher that she found her dismount. I guess it was in a locker.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But at the time, you know, when, like, you know, that wasn't on my mind, you know, the racism, stuff like that.
Yeah, because you don't experience it.
That wasn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I did experience it growing up. I mean, I'm around brown and yellow people. Yeah. So, like, I mean, yeah, there's no barrier between everybody the same. And moving to Guam is the same thing. When you live in Guam, like, mostly people are, like, brown. Like, you know, Chamorro, you know, Filipinos, you know, Chinese, Japanese.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't experience that. But, you know, at the same time, what that's going on, I wasn't still thinking about it.
Yeah, man. Like,
it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal for me.
I think, like, even kids, like, nowadays are just assholes to people. Like, I mean, having two kids and, you know, them going to school, one being in high school and being in middle school, people are just, I mean, look, for instance, like, look what happened yesterday, which was the 27th of August, 2018. Okay. You have a they're in Jacksonville and they're playing this tournament, this video game tournament.
Yeah.
And this guy goes and pops off and kills two contestants that were in it, or competitors, and then he turns a gun on himself.
Because one guy beat him, right? Because he was upset.
Yeah.
He was disgruntled.
Dude, like, whatever happened to the day of, like, old where, you know, like, you had that brat kid that would, like, get their ass kicked and, like, they would throw their controller and break it. Like, now they're, like, out guns and, like, hitting people, you know, like, shooting people. That's just plain bullshit, man. But.
Yeah, I mean, to take your anger out, the extreme that you have to take someone's life.
Yeah.
A father, you know what I mean? Like, without even thinking, like, this guy has family, he has kids, he has a wife. Yeah, he needs to go home too, you know. Sure. What I mean?
And I always look at it like as a parent standpoint, like that's somebody's kid, you know, whether however old they are. I mean, it's that's.
Yeah, and the one guy was 17 years old, you know. Yeah. I mean, he still have, you know, a life ahead of him. You know what I mean? Like, and these people, they just enjoy playing games.
Yeah.
I mean, they just decide to compete, you know, things they love.
Somewhere in their life, they're probably like, okay, I'm really good at playing football on a video game. I may not be good at it playing it out here, or like there's less risk of me getting hurt or whatever. So I'm going to stick to the video game, you know, platform. And then this guy goes and does that. It's just unnecessary shit like that, that I just hate hearing it.
Man, yeah. And when I read like where this guy came from, he's from Baltimore, Maryland.
I know. And he was a Buffalo Bills fan, I guess. All right.
Yeah.
Not that it gives much concern, but I just feel like Baltimore drug it. But
it must be a race, yeah. Man. But
no, man, it's just senseless bullshit, and I think it's stupid.
Yeah, and you know, I understand you're angry. You know what I mean? Maybe you just need to get out that building or room. I mean, go out there. You know, drink away, right?
Yeah,
just get drunk. Somewhere?
Dude, I hear my...
Don't bother anybody.
I hear my son all the time. Like, I'll be in the living room and it's like, oh man, hit marker. I got him. Blah, blah. I'm like, hey dude, if you can't play the game, turn it off. Like, yeah. who are you crying to? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I kind of get, you know, on him with that, you know, a little bit. But shit, I see that things could be worse, you know? So, but yeah, I mean, if you can't take the ass whooping that they give you, like you have no business playing the game.
Yeah, or just if you know yourself that can't handle that.
Yeah. Sauce,
go somewhere.
But anyway, you know,
I know it's sad to see that, and I feel bad for those people that who just want enjoy playing. I mean, I'm a gamer myself.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you know I get mad whenever this. People like sniping me playing Call of Duty, they just camp. Like, I'll be like, man, this fucking camper, but understand.
Yeah.
It's a game. I mean,
and you know, I mean, we have to look at it. I mean, we play it for fun, I guess, but we have to look at it on their level. Because, yeah. I mean, I guess it's a competition. He got beat. I mean, maybe they're playing for money or something, you know, so like that has a lot to do with it. But in the same token, man, it's like, you know, you see senseless acts like that every day. People shooting somebody over for a parking lot or a parking spot at the mall, or
cutting you off.
Yeah,
right?
Or cutting you off
on the road.
Yeah, it's just stupid shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand, man. That's like, you know, if you have that kind of anger, it's like maybe, according to what I read online, it's like he's that type of person. He kept it to himself. So, but I mean, there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean they'll go. But it's not enough for the person to take someone's life.
Yep.
I mean, people get angry. It's fine. You're a human being. It's okay to be angry at something. You know, when your team lost the Super Bowl, people get angry. People break their TV.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
But something I will never do. Forget that. But all right, Chris.
All right, man. Well, I'm just on the other side of this, but you can submit questions. And you can either do them by email. You can send them to like my email, Lexnick, which is lexnic13@gmail.com, or you can send them to Gilbert at his email.
Yeah. You can get So you can just message me on Twitter, Almari Gilbert on Twitter. Yeah. So I think it'd be for me, I would have a quicker response on Twitter since I'm on it daily.
Yeah. So I'm more of like a Instagram platform guy. Gilbert's Twitter guy. So my Instagram is Chris_Spartan. My YouTube channel is Christopher Sanchez or Skycam Spartan. And that's also my Twitter handle. But
and for YouTube, for me, is Gilbert Vlog. So check it out. Hopefully we can have my new video upload.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see that. So, but yeah, man, our time's come to an end. So Gilbert, I appreciate you taking the time again and hanging out with us. This is always fun, whether it's doing the podcast thing or if it's just a simple conversation.
What we do here is go back.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. Like I said, I know you've been busy. So like I said, I'm glad you invited me again. And it's fun. I'm glad to do it again. Hopefully next week.
Yeah. So, keep it going. Big time. All right. Cool, man. All right. Signing off, man. This is Chris Hodges. Guest appearance with Gilbert Mario. Check him out on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. And we'll see you next time.